Look, I think there's two issues here, Greg. To be honest, I think Leo Varadkar, like anybody else, is entitled to his private life, is entitled to his privacy, and all the rest. And you know, I think that's important. And in fairness, people recognise that right across the board. But the second issue is the double standards here. It's not about what you do in your private time; it's the fact that you are centrally involved in making decisions to say that outdoor music festivals cannot go ahead in this country. And look, I'm involved in this myself. I'm a director of an outdoor music festival here. We've had to, in Gidor, the Salt Festival, along with the committee, we've had to postpone it on two occasions, where we were thinking of possibly could we hold it later in the year, but we had no guidance from government. So it is frustrating, especially for a not-for-profit organisation like ourselves. So, you know, and like, you know, it costs about €250,000 for us to host that festival. So I can understand from artists who haven't been able to perform live, from people who are trying to promote festivals, from people who want to go to festivals, that Leo Varadkar himself has made a decision to say that it's not safe. We can't allow you to reopen festivals or outdoor music. And then he himself attends one in London after telling the key people in the sector that actually London is not an example to follow. So I think he's genuine questions to answer to the industry, to the sector himself. It's not to me, it's not to politicians, but to actually those who he said, no, it's not safe for yous to be able to play your music, but he's done something different. And I think it's very foolish of him. I think he should have known the hurt that would have caused to a lot of musicians.